From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. 2016 begins. The new year rang in just moments ago in New York City, where up to a million people jammed the area around Times Square to watch a lighted crystal ball drop 23 meters from a pole to mark the start of 2016. Britain welcomed the new year earlier with giant fireworks shows in London and Edinburgh as hundreds of thousands of revelers hit the streets. But fears of terrorism heightened security in some places or the cancellation of festivities completely. Police in Munich, Germany ordered two train stations evacuated and service at both stations stopped. They said there were indications a terror attack was being planned. Russia closed off Moscow's iconic Red Square, a popular spot. A rare move appeared aimed at concerns of terrorism. Authorities in Brussels also canceled New Year's Eve fireworks displays. Hundreds of thousands of people witnessed one of the world's largest New Year's fireworks displays in Dubai as fire broke out in a high-rise luxury hotel. All residents were evacuated from the 63-floor address hotel after it became engulfed in flames late Thursday night. Authorities say 14 people were injured. VOA's Marco Bashir was at the scene.
The Address Hotel, which is one of the luxury hotels in downtown Dubai, has gone up in flames completely. I'm in a restaurant right near the hotel. We were all here to see the fireworks tonight at the Burj Al Khalifa, which is the tallest tower in the world. For sure, it was full of people tonight, paying a lot of money to see the fireworks show.
There is no word on what caused the fire. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned-opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Rochemark Christian Kabore was sworn in as Burkina Faso's new president. This is VOA News. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he'll consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation an attack requiring a counterstrike. He is facing increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his quest to extend his tenure as president. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program following Iranian missile tests. President Rouhani said a new program will be developed to enhance Iran's missile capabilities if the U.S., in his words, continues its illegitimate interference with Iran's right to defend itself. A diplomatic dispute over Turkey's deployment of soldiers and tanks to Iraq continues to deepen, with Iraq accusing Ankara of reneging on an agreement to withdraw its forces and threatening military action. Dorian Jones has details.
In a warning to Ankara, Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari said if we are forced to fight to defend our sovereignty, we will fight. But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. Sinan Ülgen, visiting scholar of the Carnegie Institute in Brussels, says despite Baghdad's threat, Ankara is in no mood to change its position.
The argument that Baghdad has the say over Turkey sending troops is predicated on the assumption that Baghdad is in control of its territory. As we know, there are quite sizable parts of the Iraqi territory that are not under the control of Baghdad.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
In parts of the U.S. Midwest, residents are packing sandbags and shoring up levees in a desperate attempt to save their homes and businesses from the region's worst flooding in decades. At least 20 people have been killed and hundreds of homes and businesses overtaken by water in Missouri and Illinois after a massive storm system dumped as much as 30 centimeters of rain in some areas. The first export of U.S. crude oil in four decades departed a Texas port Thursday. It came just weeks after a ban on such exports was lifted. The ship is carrying a cargo of oil from ConocoPhillips wells in South Texas that was sold to Swiss trading house Vitol Group. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 3,700 people are estimated to have died while making the perilous trip. The deadliest month for migrants came in April, when close to 1,250 migrants died, 800 of them, when their overcrowded ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.